Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 30 en Emalahleni 27.
Goeiemôre, ek's Flistie Reken in Parktown op St. Andrews Weg, verkeerste buitewerking by Victoria Lane.
In your sport, South Africa stumble in a major tournament yet again, bowing out of the Champions Trophy in the semi-final. And Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus hopes to add up to 3 matches to the 13 tests scheduled for this year.
Ons begin in die hoofstad waar verskeie spanne werk om die krag te herstel in gebiede wat steeds in die donker gedompel is na verskeie kabelfoute.
Additional teams will be deployed to affected areas in order to speed up restoration. Progress has been made.
Woordvoerder vir die kantoor van die Swane burgemeester Zintli Mhlati sê krag is sedertdien herstel in die Menlo Parkgebied en in die Pretoria se middestad. Swane vra nou inwoners van gebiede in Soshanguve om geduldig te wees en nie te betoog nie, want hulle is nou al vir 5 dae sonder krag. Die minister van korrektiewe dienste Pieter Groenewald sê daar is tans meer as 25,000 buitelandse burgers in Suid-Afrikaanse tronke en fasiliteite en hulle kos die belastingbetaler R463 per dag. Groenewald het die syfers bevestig toe hy vrae in die parlement beantwoord het oor oorvol tronke.
In the end, if we could deport all those, we will have a saving of 4,2 billion rand annually. And it is a process, but it is not a simple process.
Aan die Gautengse Oostrand, 6 beamtes van die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie se dwelmeenheid agter tralies in die Boksburg polisiestasie en hulle wag vir hulle eerste hofverskyning. Dit kom nadat beamtes van polisiewag ontoopot die beamtes vasgetrek het vir roof en regsverydeling. Die onafhanklike polisieondersoekdirektoraat se Lizzie Spieng sê die 6 het na bewering 'n buitelandse burger vir 'n verkeersoortreding voorgekeer en toe op sy geld beslag gelê.
The accused officers requested his identification documents to confirm if he was legal in the country. They drove with him to his house where they searched without a search warrant and confiscated an amount of money found in the premises.
Meer hieroor by jackrander.fm.com, klik op news. Na internationale nuus en Frankryk se president Emmanuel Macron het gisteraand gewaarsku dat Russiese agressie geen grense het nie en 'n regstreekse bedreiging inhou vir die hele Europa. Macron het in 'n televisieonderhoud aan sy landsgenote gesê Europa moet gereed maak om Oekraïne te verdedig sonder die ondersteuning van Amerika. En terug by die huis moet ons regmaak vir 'n stormagtige donderdag. Daar's geel vlak 2 waarskuwing wat uitgereik is vir erge donderstorms dis oor Gauteng, die Mpumalanga se Hoëveld, suidelike Limpopo en verre oostelike gebiede van die Noordwes. Pretoria vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela en Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 27, Rustenburg 32. As jy op reis is, Kaapstad op na 26, Gqeberha 25, Durban 32, Bloemfontein 31. Ek skryf dit soos the top story at the South. Swani says additional teams have been deployed to attend to a number of power outages.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I am loving Taste of Global with our partners at FNB Private. What a journey this week has been with South Korea. Welcome back to a very special guest we've had before. John, good to see you. The last time you were here, you were getting married. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm a vrou van de Merwe.
So the van de Merwes and the Kims, how was the meeting?
My mom can't speak English and my dad also can't speak English. So they never actually have a proper conversation together.
Oh, my soul. What music did you walk out?
For my parents, it was Vulindalela.
What?
It's a wedding song. For me and my husband walking was To Find Echo.
Oh,
yes, Garden Zoid.
This is the tteokbokki.
Yes, that is a rice cake.
It's the very spicy one for the children.
That one is children's favorite.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Wait with the red sauce because it will creep up on you. It's delicious. I love the heat.
Very nice. It does sound.